Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great joy to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to make your life brand new. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. Yeah, Missionary Velvet going to the jail and talk to the female prisoners. Amen. I talk to the males up in the jails, praise God, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let them know the Lord loves them. He's concerned about them. He wants to make the real change in your life. Praise God. We've been preaching a message talking about repentance, true repentance. Turn from your sins to lay a foundation of being a true saint. Time out for playing church. Too many people playing church, amen, in 2023. Feel like that they just can't get rid of sin. Amen. I'm telling you. But the Lord come to fix it so you can come out of sin. You can't go to heaven sinning, doing wrong. I'm telling you, praise God. We're going to continue the message on today. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Yes, it's time to repent and turn from your sin. Don't be scared, as I said in earlier broadcasts. Pray saying, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I won't sin anymore.
Amen.
The devil help people scared. Feel like they just can't live, amen, without sinning. They got to sin. But I want to let you know, Jesus fixes so you can come out of sin.
Amen.
I'm telling you, because the Lord come to save us from our sin, not to save you in it, but to save you from it. Amen. When Jesus come inside of you, he'll give you power to resist temptation. I'm telling you, give you power to resist the devil.
Amen.
That's what getting saved and sanctified is all about, to get that power. People are scared because that sinful nature is still in them. And they feel like that when that desire continues to pull, they can't resist it. And they feel like they're going back and do it again. And then, well, the devil wants to beat them up with it and say, why then you trying to be saved? You just can't live like that, like they talk. Then they feel like, well, I just can't do it. And then they feel like they got the sin. Well, God will forgive me. Amen. Because God's a forgiving God.
Yes, he is.
And people say, yes, God is a forgiving God. So you just live your whole life sinning and repenting every day, thinking you're fine with the Lord. But that's not holiness. You hear me? That's not serving God. That's playing games. And people need to understand, know that. Now, if people just sin and repent every day, why did Jesus have to come and die on the cross? Huh? Amen. People feel like the only reason Jesus come to die on the cross is to get rid of the sacrifices. Get rid of the sacrifices. That's the only reason. Jesus did not do all that suffering like he did to just to fix it so that we don't have to make a sacrifice. That's the only thing he did. Uh-uh. Jesus gave his life. He suffered so that we can stop sinning. That's why he suffered like he did. That's the reason why them nails was put in his hands and feet. So that we can stop sinning. God wants children that will stop sinning. Don't slow down. So many people slow down and live a good so-called law-abiding life. That's not salvation. You hear me? Just because you got a good record where you don't shoplift, you don't rob, you don't use drugs.
That's good.
Yeah. But that's not salvation.
Amen. You need more.
Praise God. Just because you do good works in the community, serve on the fire department, serve on the rescue squad, you say, amen, you be a good community leader. Amen. Work on the board of supervisors. Amen. I'm telling you, you be a good community leader. That's nice. But that's not salvation. You hear me? Praise God. Just because you got degrees, amen, bachelor's degrees, PhDs, master degrees, that's nice, but that's not salvation. You just can't go to heaven on these things. People need to understand, know that you got to be born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Ghost to make it into the kingdom of God. You can feed the hungry, clothe the naked, take in the stranger, the homeless. All of that's nice, but that's not salvation. I want to let you know, people need to be born again. You got to live right behind closed doors. When you're in your secret chambers, you got to live for Jesus. Walk upright. Obey that word. You can't go to heaven in bed with somebody you're not married to. You hear me? Praise God. You can't go to heaven lying in bed, amen, with someone you're not married to, shacking up. I'm telling you, you can't go to heaven like that. You can't go to heaven committing fornication and adultery. You can't go to heaven being a homosexual, being a lesbian. These things that people need to understand. Now, when you talk about sin, people get upset. Why are you going to get upset? Why are you going to get mad? You can't go to heaven with that stuff. Amen. Because heaven ain't going to be polluted with all that stuff. But Jesus come to save people from sin. To take sin out of you. To fix it so you can live right. Praise God. Acts 11 and 18. Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say in Acts 11 and 18? Praise God. Because it's time to repent. It's time to turn from sin. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Acts 11 and 18.
When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then has God also to the Gentile granted repentance unto life.
Amen. The Lord wants people to repent regardless to who you are. You can be in the church, out the church. You can be out there in the streets. You can be the homeless. You can be a school teacher. No matter where you are, the Lord wants you to repent and turn from your sins. Because you cannot go to heaven in your sins. I'm telling you, you can't go to heaven in your sins. You got to repent and turn. Well, that person was a good person. He may was a good person in your book, but nobody got a heaven to send nobody to. The preacher ain't got no heaven. Nobody got a heaven to send you nobody to. And the show ain't got a hell to put nobody in. God is the one that has the final say so. He is the one that you got to stand before. And I'm telling you what the Lord requires. God wants you to be holy. You hear me? He wants you to be holy. Now, ain't no need to be fighting and carrying on and talking about you going to heaven anyhow. Amen. You may get to the door, but getting in ain't going to be your problem. You hear me? Because God ain't going to let no devil into heaven. The devil got thrown out of there. And he's not going back in there no more. And it don't need for you to think you're going to carry the devil back up in there because you're not getting in there. I'm telling you. And so people need to understand and know that. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time to repent. It's time to turn from sin. It's time to ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin. You won't sin anymore. Don't be scared, but pray and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I won't sin anymore. Amen. Make a change unto the Lord. Make a vow to God. Amen. Make a vow and pay up on that vow. Pay up on that vow. You'll be glad you did. Praise God. Amen. As we move into October, we're going to continue the message on repentance, because it's a big message. It covers a lot of ground. And in order to be a true saint, then repentance is your foundation. Get a good repentance, godly sorrow, pray and ask the Lord to forgive you. Mean business with God, like we talked about and preached about these weeks. We preached about, amen, repentance. Praise God. We're going to continue on, amen, on the broadcast coming up in October. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, let them pray. Say, Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. I won't sin anymore. Lord, blot out their transgressions. Cast them away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, I want you to let the churches repent and turn from their sins and get their life right with the Lord. Let the preacher turn from sin and get right with the Lord. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise the songs that I'm on the altar. Lord, I want you to bless my soul. Don't we believe that prayer and that message that Ella Holmes that gave us? We want to be sincere and want the Lord to bless us. And he will do that. He will forgive you. He will set you free. So you believe that, you keep on thinking. So Lord, I thank you for giving me a brand new mind. I thank you for reminding me of who you are and what you can do for me. You keep on praying and keep on growing in your relationship with him. And the Lord will not abandon you. Those in the free world, those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. And Jesus wants you to be free in your spirit, your mind, and soul. And you can be that behind prison bars. And the Lord can deliver you and bring you out from behind prison bars. He has not forgotten you or forsaken you. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. If the Lord will reign in your life too. Remember that God is in love with the everlasting love, and we do too. But most of all, for everybody, even me and Ella Holmes, that the power of God is just the same today. To the whole wide world, the power of God is just the same. Whatsoever God has promised you and I, he is able to perform. The Lord can deliver and set free in this present world. I implore you, encourage you to give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself as we go into the jails and prisons and preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We will pray for you. And Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material, because Jesus loved the Spanish-speaking people. To this broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.